This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Oh, wow. Another low-quality podcast because we're not at home.
Yeah, I know that you guys have been demanding us to do more low-quality podcasts, more shorter ones, ones that are recorded on an iPhone in an echoey room instead of a high-quality sound studio.
But this one's recorded in Japan.
Yeah, so. It's we're in Tokyo right now. It is what time is it? It's like 7:30 p.m.
7:40.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
Ten minutes off. That's important.
Okay, well, it's 7:40, and all you in America are waking up right about
now.
Do
you know how to read a four?
His watch is.
My watch is set to Los Angeles time.
Late
still.
To everything.
It's set to Los Angeles time. Wouldn't that be the hours, not the minutes that are off?
Late to everything. You said for me to meet you guys today at 1. I got there at 12:58.
We were and honestly then, shocked.
Yeah.
Like, you should have seen us.
And then you guys made me wait 30 minutes.
Granted, we were in Harajuku, and so were you. So we did meet in Harajuku.
That's true. Also, by the way, we got the Tucker brothers. We got Harrison and Jackson here because we're all in Japan together to shoot videos for the channel. So I will apologize that this is a bit of a shorter podcast. But we're going to make up for it with all the videos coming out soon. And also, sorry if you guys can hear the train going by outside, because there's a train right next to our Airbnb that goes by every 20 seconds. Yeah, the window's closed, right?
Okay, sweet. So
it's
just loud.
You can hear the choo-choo, guys. But we've been having a blast in Tokyo. We're about to finish filming up tonight, and then we're going to enjoy a few days, a little R&R. Been hard at work shooting.
Reading and relaxing.
R&R, yeah. Just reading and relaxing, baby.
rimming and reading.
I actually started the Harry Potter books for the first time on this trip.
You started the first Harry Potter book like 10 minutes before our 12-hour flight landing.
We were like on the descent, and Ken was like, please put your seat.
Literally,
up.
Tokyo, and Ryan's like,
you could see Tokyo. Harry Potter.
Like, Tokyo comes into view, and Ryan whips out Harry Potter, and then just
because
like,
I was sleeping most of the flight.
Yeah, you slept like a little baby.
Yeah.
It sounded like an insult.
Jealous?
Yes, I am. Because I got about 30 minutes of sleep that whole 12-hour flight.
I've never been on a flight where I could not sleep as bad as that one.
I got like seven.
You got 7 hours of sleep on
seven
that flight?
Minutes.
Oh. Yeah, we just got we just kind of watched movies, watched Mojo on the flight, you know, just drank a little bit, hung out.
What'd you watch on the flight?
Yeah, okay, let's go around and say what we watched on the flight. Yeah. Matt, you first.
I watched First Man.
Okay.
And I watched... fuck, what did I watch? Oh, I watched Wildlife, the Paul Dano movie. Pretty good. Both of them were pretty good.
You said Wildlife was boring. Don't change this opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. It was just boring.
Was it good or was it boring?
I think it was both.
Roger E. Brick.
I mean, that's how I feel about most Super Mega videos.
They're good.
Hey, at least they're good, right?
I only watched like one. Oh, I was okay. I watched Chapel. No.
Bohemian Rhapsody 12 times.
The guy in front of us was watching. I was watching him watch.
I just watched him watch that one famous scene.
Yeah.
Big one.
We looked over and he was watching that really poorly edited scene.
Oh, I forgot the name of the movie I watched. What was it? It was about
Suicide Squad.
Silent films. Haha. That was it was like a silent film.
What about Buster Keaton, right?
Yeah. It was the one about Buster Keaton. It's
Buster and Skeeton.
that was the title of the movie. It was really fucking good. I recommend it.
Buster Keaton Jones?
There it is.
Well, what's Keaton Jones up to these days?
I have no idea.
Making
silent movies.
I ask myself that every week.
Every morning I wake up, I'm like, what's Keaton Jones doing?
I like how this is the second podcast the Tucker Brothers have been on, and it's the second podcast with the Tucker Brothers we've talked about Keaton Jones.
he's a topic of interest. But let's talk about kind of some of the stuff we've done without spoiling too much.
Let's just go in order, right? So we got here and we had an amazing sushi dinner thanks to Harrison, who found what's the place called?
It was Kyubei Ginza. It was. I had a piece of uni that legit brought a tear to my eye.
It was more than one tear.
Yeah, it was incredible.
It was so fucking good. It was the best. I don't think we will never have better sushi ever.
Obviously, it's not Jiro because that's.
Well, he hates Baka Gaijin.
He hates Baka Gaijin.
That's what we are.
More like Jiro dreams of poop.
Yes!
Jackson's been holding that.
No, he's been waiting. He has been waiting to say Jiro dreams of poopy.
It's in his notes on his phone.
No, get your notebook out. Show him. Well, there's an entire page that has nothing else on it.
It's just over and over again.
Line that just says Jiro dreams.
You started writing it on the walls.
Like the Shining. He's like, Jiro dreams of poopy.
Wait, do you have your notebook with you?
I'll grab it.
My favorite piece was the clam. The clam was so fucking good.
Yeah, the more you chew, like one part is really soft, the other part was really chewy, and the more you chewed it, like the more flavorful it got.
I liked all the salmon was amazing.
We didn't have any salmon that night.
We didn't?
No.
Didn't we?
Was it Toro?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. The Toro was my favorite.
I was kind of sad that there wasn't salmon, because salmon's probably just... because it's just like the base sushi that you usually get.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy salmon, especially fatted belly.
Now, squid was...
Yeah, I usually don't like squid. That was really good.
There's his notebook. On one page, it says, Jiro dreams of poopy.
It says...
I don't have the best handwriting.
I was about to say, does it? You spelled poopy P-O-O-P-E.
No, there's an I. It's like attached to the
Okay.
Jiro dreams of poopy. That's he's been waiting. He wrote that back in America.
Like back when we were planning our trip to Japan, I was like...
He wrote it and showed it to me, and I was like, just keep that on a page by itself for later. Oh man, after sushi, we've been kind of exploring around.
We walked around Shinjuku a shit ton that night.
Taking it all in.
And then... Ryan was walking, then me, Matt, and Jackson went to the gay district of Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
That was really nice.
That was fun.
We went to that really, like, small bar.
Yeah.
I was too scared, so I fell behind on purpose.
Ryan said he didn't agree with it fundamentally.
He said, I don't have anything against them. I just don't agree with their lifestyle.
I wasn't sure if you're talking about the Japanese or the gay.
It was actually both.
But yeah, I mean, that was fun. Went to a little bar, had some beer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What was that?
Some beer?
Oh!
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
We got a...
Sorry, I don't speak Japanese.
You've been learning.
Yeah. I've been trying. Right now, I'm just learning hiragana.
You're pretty good at it. You learned it really... You picked it up fast.
Well, like, I don't want to move on to katakana, like, too fast. I just want to kind of, like... really nailed down hiragana, and then I'll just move on to other stuff. But then you and Harrison started talking about kanji and how fucking difficult it is, and it makes me really scared.
Basically, every Japanese person's like, it's so hard.
This is my second trip to Japan.
This
is my second trip to Japan.
Brent, too, get out of here.
And I really love it.
To the panhandle of Florida.
Japan handle of Florida. It's hard though. Japanese is really hard. We've had several experiences where like we'll end up somewhere where the bartender or whoever's serving us knows absolutely zero English, and we have to try to like just figure out how to communicate the best.
You
we
get
can.
Pretty mad at them when they don't.
Yeah, I'll slam my fist down on the table, call them names. Ryan got called, an old man called Ryan a gaijin
in a Uniqlo,
in an elevator of a Uniqlo.
But it's probably just because I was like fat and in the way, fat, white, and in the way.
And he was like, gaijin.
Ryan, you're not
the
white.
Title of my name. If anyone took a good look at me, they'd just go, white boy.
They'd say,
so,
you know, he might be big, but he's sweet.
Sweet.
Big.
Sweet.
Sweet like honey?
Like honey.
You ever buy something online only to find out later you missed a discount?
Oh, it's the worst.
Luckily, we don't overspend anymore, thanks to Honey. Honey's a free browser add-on that finds us the best deals online. The app magically auto-applies the best deal to our cart at checkout. Honey finds discounts and coupons across 37,000 sites,
sure,
including Amazon, Sephora, Best Buy, Nordstrom, and more.
Wow.
With Honey, don't worry about missing a deal. We just shop like normal. Honey handles the rest.
When we were booking stuff for our flight to Japan, we actually used Honey, and it helped us save quite a lot of money on some of the stuff we had to get. We got some stabilizers off of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That thing... Honey saved us a little bit of money, and it was so funny because I could then go spend that money to go see my favorite clown show.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Honey has saved its 10 million members an average of $28.61. Honey members have already saved more than $800 million total. Not bad for something that's completely free and takes just two clicks to install. And it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome Store, which means you can trust it. Time Magazine calls Honey basically free money. Look, there's really no reason not to use Honey. It's free to use and easy to install, just two clicks, like I said. So shop with confidence, get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/megacast. That's joinhoney.com/megacast.
What's
you
that?
Install Honey. Oh. That's Jackson's little head of his penis.
It's not as big as Aaron's.
It's not. It's not definitely not that big. We went to a bathhouse last night.
Sometimes Aaron has trouble fitting through doorways because of the size of his cock.
I saw him naked once, and he turned, and just the sheer gust of wind caught by his cock.
It's a little analogy, since we're in Japan. If you've seen the big Tengu with the nose, mm-hmm. That's what Aaron looks like. Also that red.
Also, a little unknown analogy is Godzilla. I think that's what it is.
Oh, absolutely. It shoots out that big blue beam, too. Oh, I'm chewing my candy.
Yeah? Why are you eating candy while recording a podcast?
I'm a child. I beat you to it. I said it first.
Just like a child would do.
We went to a bathhouse last night. We all stripped down naked, got inside, got in some nice warm baths. There's an electric
Lanced one.
Lanced
everyone's penises that came in.
We did.
Matt had to wear a bathing suit. He was too self-conscious.
I was too self-conscious. I didn't want anyone to judge the size of my penis, so I did wear a bathing suit. I want to see Ryan try to go into one of those with, like, goggles, a bathing suit, like little floaties on.
No, I think more like the shark, like, swimming.
And, like, flippers and everything.
No, you remember the goggles that had, like, the snake eyes on them, the holographic ones?
Yes. Oh, my God.
But, okay, so what's been our favorite meal of the trip so far? I think y'all...
Can we not say the sushi? Besides the sushi?
Besides the sushi. I think I know y'all's.
Mine was, Matt wasn't there, but it was this place we went to called Joe's.
Joe's?
Yeah. Joe Mama's.
Matt.
Stop. This whole fucking trip, you keep getting me with these stupid Joe Mama jokes and nonstop tapping me on my shoulder to turn around and see no one there.
Anyway. Jackson got him with Yo Mama.
Got him.
Guys.
Speaking of guys... Jackson and I were a couple of dudes, you know, who like sports, and we got ourselves some baseball gloves, started playing catch.
How many scores did we go to find that?
We went to like the gym.
Three or four?
No,
the four.
Four.
Let me see. No. One, two, three. I think we found him on the fourth.
We found him on the fifth.
No.
Okay.
One in Shibuya.
One in Shibuya.
No, because remember the first day we tried
two in Shinjuku.
Two in Harajuku, that one, or no, two in Shibuya that one day.
Yeah.
Okay, two in Shibuya, then two in Shinjuku. And then we ended up getting them at a place called Baseball Mario.
That was going to be like Mario themed.
You guys,
so excited.
You guys were on a mission for that.
I know.
And we couldn't be happier.
I love my glove.
Every morning we go out there.
Play catch. It's so much fun.
Have a good time.
Right by our Airbnb we've been staying in, there's a little like baseball field kind of. Or not, like a park.
It's a park.
It's like a little baseball park. Yeah.
It's because Ryan and Jackson grew up without dads. They're going to just be each other's dads.
They never had an old man to go play fetch with, so.
Harrison had a dad, but
yeah,
he was the favorite, so I was stuck alone.
You were stuck with your mother. With your mama.
That's not how you deliver the joke, Matt, but okay. let's get back to food, though, because I don't want people to be upset we didn't finish that bit.
Okay, so what was your favorite?
No, oh. You're the host. I can,
yeah. You first.
Did you already say yours, Matt?
Mm-mm.
Am I the first one going?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I'm trying to think of, like, what was my favorite meal?
Yo, mama. Now cut that shit out.
Yes, it's good.
Guys, fun.
I liked it.
So stupid.
All right, boys. What was your favorite?
I don't know.
That pasta was good.
That pasta was good. What was the place called?
The one, and it was in the record shop.
Yeah, that was really good. And yeah. Then
oh, it's called City Country,
Joe's
City or Country City Country. One of those two.
Okay, and then the other meal that I really liked was where did we get the noodles in Kyoto?
Oh, the udon place. Right?
Oh, that no, was the soba. The soba. Oh, soba. Yeah, yeah. The soba place was really
soba
good.
Soba was incredible. Yeah,
that was really good.
I think almost any meal is fucking
good. Every meal. That's why it's so hard, because it's like, I remember when it's like, oh, that was really fucking good.
Let me guess, yours was the vending machines, Matt?
Yeah, just the candy from 7-Eleven.
A Hershey's bar he had in his pocket from the airport.
I got this Hershey's bar from the airport before we left, and it melted in my backpack.
No, it had Japanese characters on it, but you didn't know. And then you turned it around, it was a Hershey.
And it was probably the best thing I had. But actually, best thing I've had so far was
keep it up, buddy.
I will.
When the podcast stops, when the mic is off, that does not stop.
It's honestly more freaking.
It's worse. Yeah.
I'm trying to be tame for the listeners. I don't know why I started doing that.
I don't know. We went to the first ever female only.
Oh, okay.
Owned
Woke King.
Sushi.
Wow. White Knight, Justice Warrior.
I'm sorry, Harrison, you're the one that found it and took us there in the first place.
Your mama.
It was good, though. She made us each, like, good. One piece of sushi at a time and brought it out. Super tasty.
Yeah, because there's not a lot.
I'd be the asshole that says I like the sushi at the rotating sushi bar more than that place.
I loved her. Well, like, what I like about her sushi is that, so, first off, like, there's not a lot of female sushi chefs in Japan, because it's kind of looked down upon. Like, Jiro's son is like a really big speaker against these, like, their hands are too warm from, like, because they have, like, menstruate or something.
Oh, come yeah, on.
Any man that says that has never felt a woman's hand.
Because it's ice cold. But, and so she's the first female sushi chef in Japan. And I really liked her sushi because she would combine, like, different stuff on it.
Yeah, it was more like pairings on each thing. Because a lot of times when you get sushi here, it's like letting the specific thing kind of do the talking.
That's probably why a lot of like people probably also don't pay attention to her that much, is because she does that type of stuff. Because usually people want to focus on the rice and the fish only. Yeah.
But like, she had like lots of like little things and like explain where she got them and stuff like
that. Yeah, I loved it. It was
so good.
It was such a special experience too. I thought she was so nice to us. Yeah,
and we were pretty much the only people in there the entire time.
Yeah, some people came in at the end, but until then it was just us.
So she was just kind of paying attention to just us and making
food. The
funniest
part, though, is that it's in Akihabara.
Oh, yeah. It's an Akihabara. And
it's like, it looks super like just like corny outside and stuff like that, because it's like really pushing
but it was awesome
because all of Akihabara like, kind
she
of
was super nice yeah. Like I really liked her, and she like that's what I liked about her place, is that she would pair stuff with it.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, I personally am not a fan of pairing stuff with sushi.
Yeah,
I just like the fish and the rice.
The hands are too warm.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan.
Yeah, it's like, someone.
The menstruate got
Ryan's
in the
like
way.
Poking at the
I
rice.
Don't want no tampon sushi.
I'm just like, fuck.
Wait, we skipped Harrison.
I'll let Jackson go first.
I'm going to need a second.
No.
Okay. One.
Jackson, we're skipping you.
No, Jackson's gonna make
okay, so my favorite, that is tough, just because obviously we've had so much good shit here, but since I can't say it's sushi the first night, fuck, this is hard. I'm trying to stall for time to do it.
I chose two because I'm a bitch, so you can just say what you
I'm
like.
I'm also forgetting what we've eaten. Like, there's so much good shit.
I mean,
shit
we've only eaten good, honestly.
Yeah.
We eating good tonight, fellas.
Fine, I'll speak up for Jackson since he's stumbling. I really liked going to the female sushi place because that was a really nice experience.
I'm not copying someone.
I really liked what we had today, which was that rice place.
That was really
holy. I had this pork belly, which was super good. Mm-hmm. You had the salmon.
Yeah. It was like a place where, like, I mean, they're like, their focus is the rice, and had this giant way, like, how to make, like, how you should eat the rice. First, eat it by itself. Mm-hmm. Then you put a little bit of, like, this on top, and it was so good.
It was delicious.
Best rice I've ever had.
Unfortunately, I wasn't very hungry, but it was still so fucking good.
And then I like going to all the izakayas.
Oh, my God.
As a kid, like, I was just obsessed with going to izakayas. It's just, like, a little tiny place where you can just drink and eat.
And just have little, like, bar foods. But the bar foods, it'll be just, like, sashimi. It'll be, like, some... We had this thing that we asked the guy to bring us his favorite, and it was, like... Only way I can describe it is egg salad, chicken salad, and potato salad all mixed into one salad. It was incredible.
I just want to say, like, speaking of bars, like, there was this... My favorite one we went to was called, like... Brown Sugar, I think.
In Kyoto.
But like outside there's a sign and I'll read it, and it said R&B, sweet soul, jazz, and then an ellipses, good black music.
And we went in and it was the coolest bar ever.
It was so classy.
It was so classy. We were like, oh, let's see what this one's gonna be. It was amazing. Like,
take
your shoes off, and you had like little booths, and there's like mirrors and like dim lighting and like jazz R&B was playing, and
we got super sleepy in there.
You'd supposed to get like nice whiskey, which we did.
It was like the booth was like lower than the floor. So the booth, I'm trying to figure out how to describe it.
So like,
you would step down into the booth, I guess.
It's kind of like our waists were where the floor was.
Yeah. Right. Like the table was the same height as the rest of the floor. Like, and that's you have not to go, your booth.
It's like you step down into the table.
Yeah. It's like you're getting inside of a roller coaster cart and it's your booth. I don't know. That's awesome. Like a Minecraft minecart.
Like we went as a joke. Because of the sign, and it was just
the so best classy. Bar.
It was my cool favorite bar. Place that we've been. Well, my favorite bar that we've been to so far.
I, honestly, that was so good. But the izakaya we went to last night.
Oh my insane. God!
We just got so drunk and had so much good food.
Because, like, I like
Jack, sake.
Jackson and Matt got beer, and they come out with a beer, and they come and I like got some sake, and he gives me this giant glass, and he just pours it in a little like a. What's the thing that was like a...
Like a saucer?
Yeah, a saucer underneath. And he just pours until it overflows on purpose.
And it's like the saucer gets filled with it.
Yeah. And then you pour the rest of it. And then once you finish the glass of... the cup of sake, you pour what overflowed into the saucer, into the cup, and drink that. So Harrison got one. It's a lot of sake.
I think I had like 4 or 5.
And then we each got one. And then we got another. And then we were like, all right, let's just share. Let's share one because we're pretty drunk. Let's just share one. Somehow, we tell him that, but then somehow without noticing, he gives us each one and then refills them.
And then, and then like we had all those. And then like I didn't finish the last one because like I just remember looking at my glass towards the end of the night and it was like completely full. And I was like, I know I finished this.
Me and Matt have kind of felt pretty shitty today.
Yeah, I mean, last night I'm in the bathroom when we get back, and I'm sitting on the floor by the toilet because I'm like, I'm not feeling too good. Something might be happening soon.
His tummy is growing.
And I hear Harris in the other room just like, oh man, oh, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
And you guys know I'm scared of vomit. My biggest nightmare happens. Down the hall I hear him charging down the hall.
I heard it from upstairs. I heard, no! Like,
yeah,
you were just screaming no.
Because all of a sudden in the dark, I see Harrison barreling into the bathroom. I dive underneath him as he just explodes into the toilet.
I had a belly full of sperm and I got it all up.
Yeah. Oh, because we had had a lot of tuna sperm.
We ate it twice yesterday.
Shiroko.
It was really good.
It was delicious.
It was really like good. The one last night was better than
it was toasted.
Kyoto.
He like toasted it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, it was in like a boiling little saucer. I actually had it 3 times yesterday because I... saw it again later in the night.
You ate it?
I ate it out of the sink. I vomited loudly in front while Ryan was trying to sleep.
Spitter the quitter right here.
Oh, yeah. I was a spitter when it came to that. Did you enjoy laying in bed and listening to me vomit in the sink, Ryan?
The good thing about Matt vomiting is that he doesn't go, like, there's no vocal. Yeah.
It's literally just the sound of it coming out.
It sounds like the sink's running.
It sounds like
the sink all of a sudden, like, the pressure just gets a lot more.
I can do it. It's like this. Hold on.
Dribbles out.
It doesn't. It's kind of. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Like, exactly like that.
Good sound.
I don't know if people can hear that on the podcast.
No,
but.
They'll be able to hear it.
Yeah.
We've seen each other throw up a lot in our lives.
We have. Actually,
y'all ever seen me?
Yes, I have. A couple times. My favorite ever was after we did that live. Remember when me and Jackson and Harrison about 2.5 years ago did a live stream where we just drank as much Yoo-Hoo as we could.
That was so much fun.
we gotta do another Yoo-Hoo live stream.
The reasoning for that,
the annual Yoo-Hoo live stream.
We should. But it's just because we were like in Publix in South Carolina and it was like, oh, Yoo-Hoo's on sale. Like, it wasn't even that cheap. It was like 50 cents off a 12 pack of them. And I was like, dude, I love Yoo-Hoo. And like, grabbed like 6 cases of it. And I'm like, I don't know why.
It was on sale.
We got back to Harrison's apartment and we're like, we should just see how many we can drink.
I think we each drank what, 12 cans of Yoo-Hoo?
Harrison has less.
But then afterwards Harrison's like, I gotta get this out of me. So I watched him just
puke
a lot
of Yoo-Hoo.
What, 10 cans of Yoo-Hoo in my stomach?
That's a lot of sugar.
That was like smart to.
No. I wish I'd done that.
Matt was fascinated. He wanted to watch me throw up.
I remember that. Matt was like so interested in it.
Well, because it's like I realized I'm like, oh, it's in a controlled environment,
immersion,
so I'm not as scared, so maybe I can use this as a opportunity to help get myself over my fear. So I just stood and watched while my friend vomited 10 cans of Yoo-Hoo.
My favorite time is when you're throwing up after we went to that birthday party and I just got naked and put like the Game Grumps stickers on my butt.
Okay. Well, I surprised you because you were FaceTiming someone in the same room and didn't know I was about to throw up, and then
yeah, and then I just got naked.
Well, what happened was we got home from going to a friend's party, and I had a lot to drink and I was really hungry, so I was like, oh man, I'm gonna make myself some cookies. So I baked myself some cookies in the oven and I get them out and I go into my fridge, get some milk. I didn't have any. All I had was heavy cream. So I drank a glass of heavy cream.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
That's just
like imagine
it is what a child would
like
do.
Drunk to the point where you might already vomit and then you drink a big glass of heavy cream.
It was probably the worst thing you could have done.
But you tell me you love cookies because they tell Jackson specifically was telling me how he'll hear something in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Rustling.
It sounds like a rat. It sounds like a rat in your apartment. Yeah, it's just all it is you like eating a whole sleeve of Oreos at 3 a.m.
You look at his drawers and he's like bags of
cookies. No, don't give away those secrets.
We're cookies not and chips.
Like, if you look at the door of Matt's bed, there's like an empty sleeve of Oreos.
Come on.
I'm okay. That's embarrassing. But if you open my top drawer of my bedside table, it'll just be like a half eaten bag of chips. like some cookie crumbs. Like, cause I'll just put food in there. That's a little late night snack right there. But yeah. I don't think I've ever seen Ryan throw up.
He doesn't.
We gotta balance that out, dude. You've seen me throw up too many times.
I wanna get, because I don't like getting drunk that much. That's why I left that bar early, because I'm like, I'm not.
We had an amazing time, but I feel like shit today. So you made it.
Yeah,
I feel great.
The chicken potato salad thing. That's the only dish I had upon the like whatever 7-course meal y'all had there. But it was like really fucking good.
Oh, first of all, he was so cool.
He was so cool, but he couldn't speak any English. And after you left, because Ryan was kind of done for the night. We were all tired.
It was late.
So he was reading his Harry Potter book while we're having drinks.
I left when the Family Mart got an egg salad sandwich and a chicken patty.
That's so on brand. No, but after
drank hot chocolate on my way.
After you left, the guy came up to the table with Google Translate and showed me, and it just said, "Is that man okay?"
Is that man okay? Like just holding his phone.
It just said, "Is that man okay?" And we were like, I told him he was sleepy, and then Jackson was like, "Hikikomori desu."
What does that mean?
It's like shut
it's
in.
Like,
shut
it.
What
the
thing was.
And then you were trying to order something, and you meant to say futatsu, and you said futa.
Futa? When did I say futa? No, I said.
He said the right thing, and I just started saying futa.
Yeah, I said the right thing. Jackson started saying futa or something.
But you also said something wrong. And
it was like Kiko. Like,
Harrison
it was
accidentally
something.
Asked if the guy was Korean when he was
Yeah. I was meant to say, I said the wrong word for recommendation. It's like not recommendation for food. And but it sounds a lot like Kankoku, which is Korean.
And he was like, no, Japanese. But God, that was so much fun. We just stayed and drank. But what, the bartender was so cool. We just kept talking to him and like showing him. We'd have to use Google Translate every time.
But we like talk, because me and Matt's Japanese can get us around and like we can have like decent conversations with
him. Hi.
But he just spoke, most people can speak a little bit of English in Japan. He spoke none.
He ain't speak a lick of English.
But you know what? It shows that you don't need language to have that connection.
Exactly. We connected with the man.
We kissed him, and we didn't even
speak. We did a picture bus with him and the bartender.
Yeah, we all took a picture together at the end of the night.
Konnichiwa, motherfucker.
We just, have been stocking up on disposable cameras.
Yeah, I've gone through two.
I'm going to get... like, five of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just using my phone to take pictures.
Okay.
Well, that's so hipster.
I have the iPhone. What is this shit?
The iPhone SE.
Hey, give me shit. Matt and I have the same iPhone.
No, he has the iPhone SE, though.
I
really like the iPhone SE just because of the size. If I could get an iPhone that size still, I would.
If I could get the camera of that phone in this one, I'd be so happy.
Yeah.
Because Ryan and I have the XS or XS, whatever you want to say.
Oh, okay. So now you know that, maybe you don't have to buy some Super Mega merch.
Actually, Jackson, I'll have you know that we used company money to buy this trip, which... you know.
Joe Mama.
You might need to think about before attacking the company, attacking the ham at feet.
Sorry, I was trying to repeat a joke told to me by Joe.
Joe?
Joe Mama.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
We actually met Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he was in Tokyo. Yeah. We saw him in a bar. And
he actually owns the Airbnb we're staying at. He gave us the keys and everything.
I see him every morning trying to race the trains.
Yeah. He gets next to it. Yeah. We took the bullet train.
The Shinkansen.
We took the Shinkansen. Hey, this is super fast. I was surprised. Said, damn, they really build these things to go fast.
It's so nice.
It was nice. It's so smooth.
I was think about it. If you want to go to Hokkaido, it's so far away. But I'll just go at night, sleep.
The one that goes to Hokkaido goes under the ocean.
But honestly, it was incredible to go during the day because it was so beautiful, like seeing the countryside. And like the first time I saw the water, because we're even in Tokyo, which is... the part that we've been in landlocked. Like, we haven't seen the ocean.
Tokyo is bay.
But no, like, the first time I saw the ocean outside Japan, it, like, hit me. That was, like how isolated the country is. And it was, like, just a cool feeling.
Yeah, it's super cool. And it's beautiful. We got to come back when it's warmer so we can go to the beach and go swimming.
Kyoto was really cool to see. We saw so many...
Kyoto was cold.
...same temples.
Have we not mentioned, like, one of the best things in Kyoto?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We met up with Ryan's family.
I think I came.
Holy shit.
That's rich. That was good.
That was really funny, Jackson.
We went to the monkey park. Where there were a bunch of wild monkeys running around and screeching and screaming and
hooting and hollering,
making loud noises.
The pamphlet lady said, "Do not look them in the eye because they will attack."
Matt looked one directly in the eye and waited for it to like get mad.
No, a woman looked at one of them in the eyes and went after this woman. The guy didn't chase it down the mountain.
That's what I'm thinking. The guy like yells at them and chases.
Dude,
them.
Whenever they fight, he's like, "Hey, hey."
And he has to, like, run with a stick and break him up. I saw him, like, chase them all the way down the mountain once. And he was like, hey, hey!
My
like,
favorite part, though, is I threw an apple to one.
Oh, my God. Fell.
And so the monkey jumped off and landed on another monkey. And they started fighting. And he bit this monkey below him, just held on. And like,
he bit his neck.
And that monkey pissed itself. And then honestly, 10 monkeys just all started fighting each other.
Like, Harrison started a huge monkey fight by accident with a little piece of apple.
My favorite thing was just whenever I tried to feed them, like, a peanut, I'd set it towards, like, just out of their reach. They're, like, reaching through the cage, like, trying to grab the peanut. And it's, like, slowly inch it towards them.
Was your favorite part in Kyoto not the Jehovah's Witness taxi driver?
Oh, my God.
On the way to the monkeys?
That Matt got stuck talking to.
Oh, my God. Like,
I got to just close my eyes and just kind of lean and like try to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Matt had to deal with the conversation.
I was so tired.
Jesus.
When I got into the taxi, it was like,
what was that, Harrison?
He said, Jesus.
Okay. Wait, what?
Harrison.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. So we get in and we're going to the monkey park and like, I'm so tired. I'm just like, we've been walking. I'm like, man, I just want to like kind of veg out in this taxi. Luckily, the taxi drivers don't talk. So I'll just kind of sit and I'll take the front seat, guys. Don't worry. We get in. He's like, hey, and he just goes, he, like, he didn't take a breath.
No, he literally talked, and this was like a long,
loud too,
long taxi drive.
Well, no, 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, about 30 minutes.
Well, you notice all the taxi drivers in Kyoto talk to us.
Tokyo, yeah. They don't.
Yeah.
But he was a Jehovah's Witness, and he started reading me scripture.
Like, while driving, he, like, pulled out a book and was, like, reading from it to Matt.
And he was, like, showing me, like, his scripture of the day and, like, telling me about, like, just his Jehovah's Witness stuff. And then he told us his birthday was February 15th. And I was like, that's Jackson's birthday. You guys could share a birthday party. And then I realized Jehovah's Witnesses don't do that.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, but Harrison just said not on the wiki because no, it's holding the famous birthdays page I have.
Oh, because that one time I tweeted wish Jackson Tucker a happy 16th when
I was like 19 years old. It was like the middle of like April or June.
So now your birthday's always just 3 years off.
Yeah, it says he's like what, like 19 on famous birthdays and you're actually 23. Mm-hmm. I love that. This is the wrong birthday.
No, but one of my favorite things there in Kyoto, and also probably my favorite meal was the I always get Leon and Soba mixed up. It's my name, but it was Soba. The Soba was really good.
Yeah,
it was fun because like the way you eat it, because
crack the egg and
no, because we got different kinds. You got
we got sukiyaki.
That was so good, man.
It's really
Matt
good.
And I had the same shit, and it was
just a big old plate of shit. It was delicious.
The cold noodles where like you dip or you add a little salt and you taste it, then you can dip in this broth.
You like dip it in salt and dip in the broth and stuff like that.
At a bar, I think, I'm not sure if all of us stood up for Steve Irwin, but
we did.
No, he would cry if he found out what we did.
Oh yeah, we got a little revenge for the late Steve Irwin.
The late Steve Urkel.
We had stingray fin. Right? Was that what it
bad?
Was?
Is that bad? They're stingray? Not in danger.
No, you can eat stingray. It was good. It was like jerky though. It was really chewy.
I'm thinking of like a Steve Irwin, Steve Urkel crossover now.
It's
like,
if there's anything ever weird on the menu, I'll make us get it.
Don't you wish that like Urkel had died in that instead of Irwin?
I would never wish death upon someone.
No.
Do you wish that Jaleel White, the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog?
No. Steve Urkel, not Jaleel White.
Urkel's dead.
Wait, what's the name of Cool Steve again in the show? Does like the episode where he becomes really suave?
I remember that one.
Steve?
I don't know.
Stinky Steve. I love those fucking Minecraft books. There's not a lot of Minecraft stuff in Japan, but it exists.
I bet there's no Fortnite stuff.
You saw it.
There's not that much Fortnite stuff. It's what's like the big thing right now? They still have Ted. Ted wearing Gucci and shit.
There is so much Minion shit, more than America.
Oh, Minion! Oh, yeah. Minions are huge.
Paradise on Earth.
Dude, even at the markets, like some of them will just have a drawing of a Minion that they did.
Like it doesn't.
Because you know, the kids, because they know kids will see the Minion and be like, "Oh, Minion!
Yay!"
That's what we do.
I know. Yeah. We also went to a bar in Kyoto that was Joker themed. I remember like the.
I put on my makeup.
Yeah, we put on the makeup when we went in.
And I noticed that the barista...
Or the waitress. Yeah,
or the waitress or whoever...
She was like, you know, like a bunny outfit, like a bunny made up.
Whoever was serving us, she had pictures on the wall, and Matt went and looked over. And it's just pictures of her, like, pissing herself.
Yeah, no, she's like...
It was a picture of a DVD.
Of her. And we're like, oh, look, that's her.
Matt, at first, I was like, is she an actress?
And I went over and I looked up closer, and it's her, like, pissing her dress and, like, getting pissed on by dudes. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's different.
And she gave us our drinks.
Yeah. Which our drinks were
and
very.
And
like
my
weak.
Favorite thing though was the bartender wearing like a Funko Pop Joker T-shirt.
I love in the bathroom.
So
the bathroom. It's in
that's why we
so
took him there because
I saw that picture on Yelp because we walked by the bar and there's another bar called Joker in Osaka that I wanted to go to and I was like, oh, is this it? No,
it just Joker theme. We've had really good coffee though.
So much good Covfefe.
Ryan's been drinking coffee like a fiend out here.
Ryan's been drinking Covfefe.
He's like literally just jittering all the time.
He
looks like a Hitachi wand all the time.
Unfortunately, I have to leave myself out whenever they go out drinking, whether coffee or alcohol, because I don't like
He's a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
The guy converted him, so now Ryan can't drink coffee or alcohol. Wait, Mormons don't drink coffee. Do Jehovah's Witnesses drink coffee?
You should ask
I'm not
him.
One. I don't know.
Have you been lying to me?
This whole time?
I knew a Mormon girl who... Wow. Thank you. Please clap for that. I knew a Mormon girl, guys. She didn't drink coffee.
I clapped because it was a girl.
Or soda. Because caffeine, evil. caffeine very bad.
So they can't have Coca-Cola or anything like that?
Nothing that, like affects... Yeah, like, so you can't do, like, alcohol, nicotine, caffeine, stuff like that. Oh, the ecstasy is excluded from that because it's just so good. The Mormons just love it.
That's their baptism. Their communion is taking the tablets of...
Yeah, they put some ecstasy in their mouth and...
They can see the planet. Ecstasy doesn't...
That's how they came up with that stuff. They just... A bunch of guys took ecstasy and they were like... Yeah, cool. Those were the scene stones.
They're just all dancing in like a Berlin club, like creating Mormonism.
Joseph Smith was just a Berlin guy in leather.
And another ad read.
Hair loss isn't just your dad's problem. It happens earlier in life than you think. By 35, 2 out of 3 men will start losing their hair, like Matt. Introducing Keeps, a new company offering a simple, clinically proven, affordable way to stop hair loss. With Keeps, it's easier than ever for guys like Matt to keep their hair. I'm goofing on him, but the reason my hair is so luxurious and his hairline is so weak is because he's donated his hair to me. But not anymore, now that we have Keeps. Keeps is the easiest way to keep your hair. Keeps offers the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products clinically proven to keep the hair you have. Sign up in less than 5 minutes. Keeps is entirely online and only $10 to $35 a month, so it's a dollar a day or less on average. This is half of what you'd typically pay at the pharmacy. Getting started with Keeps is so easy. You just answer a few questions and snap some photos. A licensed doctor remotely reviews your information and gives you the right prescription, all without ever leaving your couch. Within 2 to 3 days, a 3-month supply of your treatment will arrive perfectly packaged at your door. Stop hair loss today, the easy way with Keeps. To receive your first month of treatment for free, go to keeps.com/supermega. That's KEEPS.com/supermega. That's a free month of treatment at keeps.com/supermega. Keep hair, keep Keeps. Hair today, hair tomorrow.
What else have we done on this trip?
Nothing.
Yeah. I'm so bored.
We've been watching Rick and Morty every night.
Yeah, just honestly.
I love how your friend Christian, or sorry, I'll bleep out his name.
No, you can say it.
Okay. Your friend Christian, the first time Matt ever came to Japan.
Now, we don't know how big of a weeaboo Matt is, and how much he was excited to come to Japan.
The first night he gets to Japan, his friend Christian, like, before going out or anything, he's like, come on, you gotta watch Rick and Morty.
He was like,
it's hilarious.
He was like,
wait, motherfucker, you haven't seen Rick and Morty before?
And I was like, no. And he's like,
oh, we're watching it tonight. We're gonna watch it.
I was like, Christian, I want to go out. And he's like,
oh, we're watching Rick and Morty.
Did he say, like, throughout the whole trip,
every night he wanted to watch Rick and Morty?
It's like, dude, calm down. You're in another country and your friend's trying to fucking, like, enjoy himself.
Yeah, fuck you, Christian.
But that's why. That's why. He thought that, like, the true Japanese experience would be held up in a hotel room.
No, in an apartment room that's about 10 square feet.
In an apartment complex.
With no
watching Rick and Morty with the sounds of a busy street beneath.
It's his favorite anime.
Yeah, it's anime. I love you, Christian. I love Christian. He listens to Super Mega Cast, so
epic.
He's gonna hear this. Christian, you're a good little boy. Right, guys?
But if there's one thing I would recommend, Christian, it's to not try to get your friends to watch Rick and Morty when they are visiting a country for the first time.
4!
Thanks for rolling the dice over here, Jackson.
Instead, you need to get them to watch Adventure Time.
Oh, much, much better choice. Or like, what's another one of those shows?
Adventure Time is not a bad show. Neither is Rick and Morty. So
Rick and Morty's good?
It's not bad.
I've only seen one episode, like I said.
Oh, it's the Pickle Rick. Oh, you show?
No.
It's called Yo.
Yo-Kai Watch.
Yeah? It's called Yo, Jackson?
Yo-Kai Watch.
I'm gonna roll some dice. I'm gonna shoot some craps. 6.
Shoot craps? What? Are you telling me another video idea?
All right, wise guy. That's enough out of you. Okay?
If there was like a sport in a casino and just like you had to bend over and like try to shoot a little turd out your ass and hit like a bullseye.
I would do. You would be good at that.
When you were talking about what if there's a sport, I was gonna say, what if the Olympics had dice?
It's like... I love the sound of a dice.
They have an alleyway or a street corner, like a set that they make for films, except they bring it out just so people can play dice on it.
All of like the uniforms are just really nice
suits. Track suits. Let's go out and play dice tonight. We're going to the bar from Lost in Translation.
When?
tonight.
We're going tonight?
Yeah.
Are we?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's in...
We're going tonight, jackass.
Sick.
I'm sorry.
More importantly, I'm going to play pachinko because I've been dying to.
I don't know how to play. We need to look up the rules first. It's hard. It's very confusing.
Yeah, just put the balls in.
It's very confusing.
That's what they always tell me.
Just put the balls.
Yeah. The main reason I play is because me and Ryan were wandering around one night. Where were they?
Asleep.
We
were asleep.
Oh, yeah, that was the night that they both went to bed because they hate this country. But so me and Ryan were just wandering around and we like accidentally walk into a pachinko parlor. It's like so loud. Like we're so hungry. We have to pee and we're so tired. And, like we walk in.
Picture the loudest air conditioner always next to your ears.
Yeah.
That's what pachinko.
We're going to go play pachinko.
This fucking pachinko, whatever they call it.
It's just the sound of a million little metal balls clanking through a bunch of
shit. 4% of Japan's GDP comes from pachinko.
An entire 4%?
That's insane, yeah.
That's actually pretty crazy, of the entire country's GDP. You know what their number one export is?
Super Trash. Mega videos.
Pornography, baby.
Me and Harrison gave the same answer there.
Pornography is censored.
Let's talk about the porn story.
Oh my god, yeah. So you'll see this in a future video. We were in a porn store and I guess they saw me filming. Like we were trying to get shots of us like walking through, but kind of trying to be a little discreet with it.
I think any porn shop, even in America, just anywhere, would probably not allow you to film.
I think it's more for like customers versus them.
Oh yeah, because they don't. Of course, you don't want to be filmed in a porn store.
But each floor has a little kiosk where someone is, and they just look at a camera.
And they just watch to make sure
because there's all these angles in there.
I'm sure that's to make sure people aren't jerking off in there.
Well, it's, I got away.
You got away with it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you cranked one out. We haven't really been able to crank it out on this trip.
No, I have not cranked one out yet.
Guilty.
You did what?
That's my personal business.
What? You're not going to tell the whole world if you've masturbated in this Airbnb?
Okay, guys, let's talk about how many times we've masturbated in Japan.
Well,
let's roll dice to see how many times you have to masturbate.
Masturbate.
But, the poster was... What was the, like, I mean, we saw some crazy stuff.
My favorite thing was,
I gagged and had to run out of one floor because there was... I just want to...
It was girls kissing.
I just want to say something.
Because Ryan fundamentally disagrees with homosexuality.
It was two girls kissing and Ryan just had to run out.
That's so sick. I got pissed and took a cab back to the apartment. But I noticed that... Okay, I ran out because there was, like, a whole section of shit porn. But not only
that.
Yeah, there was like a whole wall of it, and I started to gag and I had to go out. But before that, I noticed that, because apparently it gets like more quote unquote kinky or whatever.
Kinky.
Or exclusive, I guess, as you go up through floors.
I know this video sounds pretty inclusive, though, that you're about to talk about.
Yeah, but like that's the weird thing. Okay, so it's supposed to get weirder and weirder as you go up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
On the floor with all the shit porn.
The shit porn, the like the torture stuff, like.
Like a girl sitting in a chair and pissing on men just laying underneath the chair. That's where they have the porn where they have Japanese women having sex with black men.
And it was a small section. Yeah. It's like, why do you guys put it up there with all that stuff?
I know.
Can't be in like the vanilla section.
That can't be in like the first floor section.
There was also some penis mutilation porn.
I think my favorite thing was the pocket pussy themed after like an airplane.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't see that?
It was like $50.
I want an airplane.
And like a stay one of a submarine.
Yeah, they had a submarine one too.
It's like you fuck it. They actually had that full like anime girl body you could fuck. It was huge.
I'm curious if people buy those, like the plane ones.
They have to.
Yeah. They actually, that's last time I was there, they had ones that I didn't have this time, so they must be sold
that's
out.
That's my kink.
It was like a 1/144th scale of like a submarine. Ooh. And you could fuck it.
I want one that's Tokyo Tower.
But you sound with it.
Harrison's really the train you can sound with. So, but like it like it, it's a little choo choo and like
all aboard.
It plays a little jingle too. Well, should we do one more ad read and then say goodbye?
What about the melon?
Yeah.
Oh, the melon, yeah.
Wait,
hold on, ad read.
One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. It's also designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable. Quip brushes include sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough on your sensitive gums. Why would you even need this, people might ask, and then you can answer them with this. People brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. Quip brushes also include a 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, helping guide a full and even clean. Also coming with a multi-use cover that mounts to your mirror to get rid of that clutter on your sink. P.U. Also, one charge lasts 3 months. I'll say that again. One charge lasts for up to 3 months. The brush heads are also automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. I love Quip because now in the morning I get up with a big smile on my face knowing that I'm going to make that smile even better while having a good time doing it. You know what I'm saying, I'm sure, maybe. They're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/supermega right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/supermega.
You guys can't wait to go pee-pee for goddamn 5 minutes.
I'm just following him.
Actually, are you a sheep or a shepherd, motherfucker? No. Go pee in the toilet.
That would be better before him.
He will.
Well, now here's the Ryan and Matt solo edition.
Yeah, the Tucker brothers decided they couldn't wait literally 5 minutes to go pee for the end of the podcast.
So
that's been this whole trip.
Here we are. I have to say, it's been a fucking, legitimately, it's been like a super great trip.
It's been amazing.
It's been, honestly, the best time of my life.
Buddy, you're gonna make me cry.
No, but like always coming to Japan, it feels nice because it just to get away from. It's gonna sound shitty, but just get away from responsibility almost.
Yeah, like it's kind of escaping. Well, it's like a fantasy, so you're kind of just escaping reality for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackson's back. Did you take a pee?
Yeah, I was fast.
What's Harrison up to?
He was looking in the mirror, trying to fix the ugly.
Oh, he's fixing himself for the video.
You can take the boy out of the ugly, but you can't take the ugly out of the boy. Hey guys, if you're watching on YouTube, look at the screen right now because we're doing a little tiny video segment because we went out, always wanted to try this. We bought a really fancy melon because in Japan, they're really like nice and you give them as gifts and it's our favorite fruit. So we're like,
there's like some that have like sold for like, I think $35,000.
Yeah, there's
shoddily.
You're very cute.
That looks good, Ryan. You look really...
What?
It's horrifying.
What do you mean?
The angle it's at is horrifying.
Fuck you, dude.
What?
Ryan, you look good.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, I would never, berate my friends like that. But okay.
Anyway, let's get cutting, boys. Some melons, like Harrison said, have sold for $35,000.
I mean,
Ryan, are you trying to get the worst angle? I said that.
This was not a cheap melon.
Here, let's, you want to come stand behind Harrison to get the...
What's going on?
Here, come stand over here so we can...
I don't like no fucking melons, boys.
You don't like what, Ryan?
Everybody's a critic.
I like watermelon.
I like these melons.
I like melons if you know what I'm talking about.
Boobies, Gotti.
Look at those hooters.
Big old jubblers.
Our Airbnb is so goddamn messy.
I'm trying to cut out most of the mess so we're not... Well, that's what's here.
Come look at this. Come look at this.
I'm looking at this melon.
You got to look at it from the top because we got...
Okay, hold on.
Okay, jeez.
Looky.
Looky on my ducky.
Can we get some light on it?
There's no way he's going to be able to go through Fugu. Never mind.
Can you get the light on it?
No, that's the biggest joke in the world that he's going to be able to pull off witness protection.
You want to hear a bigger joke?
Your mama.
Gotti.
All right. So looky. We got this. Got this melon right here. Wow, that is gorgeous.
That is
smell
very
it.
Pretty.
Probably smells good.
Ooh.
You like that smell? Yeah. Smell good enough.
How's it smell? Smell good enough for you. Harrison, would you do the honors?
Wait, can you get a picture, Ryan, before we cut it too?
No, I'm not stopping this video, Jack.
You can hit the little button.
What are you talking about? What little button?
I would like a nice photo of
it. Okay, fine. Well, y'all. Is that a nice photo?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Is this a nice photo?
Oh, that's beauty.
I took
wow.
Okay.
All right, Harrison.
So you got a, they're stylized, so they have this little T on top.
Whoa.
You guys want to see something funny?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to smash this like Gallagher right now.
Smash this nice melon like Gallagher?
Yeah.
Here's the knife.
Let's cut her open. Let's see if it's the best melon we've ever had.
Here's the steeple.
Oh, it's so...
Oh, wow. Ryan, why are you filming Jackson?
He was making a joke.
But look at all the juice squirting out. Wow. Oh, my God. That's a lot of juice.
Oh, man.
Oh. Oh. Mama.
Okay.
Matt, your hair is getting in it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Damn.
I'm gonna scoop these.
Yeah, look at that up close.
Scoop these into the sink, honestly.
Yeah.
Look at the look at, like, the texture on this.
I'll get a good shot of you, Ryan. Let's see how handsome. Let's see my handsome man. Let's see our handsome little boy.
Excuse me.
Look at the texture in this.
I know.
Jackson, look. Look at the texture on that.
Oh, that is very nice.
Very nice.
So, how about...
Do you want to try a bite?
Yeah, you go first, Harrison.
How about the Dodgers?
What about them?
Why are you... Jackson's not even filming! How was it, Harrison?
Holy shit.
look at all that goop. Is it good?
Yeah, take a bite. Like, aftertaste, like... It tastes like an average melon at first, kind of. But then...
Let's get that light on.
Mmm.
I like how harsh the light is.
Whoa. That's really good.
Because usually, like, honeydew, like, I don't know if this is...
It doesn't have a sweet aftertaste, you know?
I don't know if this is honeydew, but usually honeydew is... No, it's not honeydew. Mm-hmm. It's muskmelon. But I always thought melon flavor for a while was, like, honeydew flavored. Because honeydew kind of sucks.
Yeah, honeydew's not very good.
That's the one y'all finished on this.
All right, Jackson, come over here. Let's trade seats.
What are you eating, Ryan?
Chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Hey, is that like the old joke we used to say in middle school?
What?
Where'd you get chocolate? Where'd you get it? Mama chocolate? Where'd you get it from the sewer? What's it taste like?
Yes. Manure. What? How do you remember that? Jackson.
Yeah?
Let's get you in here.
Give me a big piece.
Remember when Matt full-on grabbed that knife? Oh, yeah. This knife was in the sheets, and I accidentally grabbed it and sliced my hand.
Don't fight, Mom.
That looks so good.
Tastes a little. How is it?
Okay, that's really good.
Yeah. Right?
Fuck. Ooh.
Yummy.
Slurp on it, boy.
All that juice.
Come on, boy. Slurp on it.
Oh my god, this is like when you see fruit in like a TV show or something like that, and it looks so good. This is what you're going
honestly,
for.
Honestly, I would have sex with this melon. I think we can.
There's another half if you want to do that.
Other people who have sex with melons just because of the it's fine.
Them. Yeah, your stepdad and your mother.
Where the hell are you?
All right. Well, I think that was a pretty fun little podcast while we're in Japan. All these Japan videos coming soon. You guys want to say anything else?
Well, I'd like Ryan to get a try it.
Yeah, if, that'd be nice.
You said you didn't like melon.
That doesn't mean I can't try it. I've tried a lot of stuff that I didn't
okay,
like.
Okay,
that boy's been stuck on melon.
I'm just
going to
throw the rest of this in the sand before I finish it.
Get you some, Ryan.
Why don't you try a little bit of this?
This is so good.
Ryan, you want
to try it? Come on.
Where?
Right there.
Honestly,
it drips. Careful.
I wish stuff like this was a thing in America. I wish someone would give me a gift of like
a melon.
A melon. I'd be so happy.
Who's giving you gifts?
Oh, that is good.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good, right? It tastes good, doesn't it? Good enough for you, boy?
That's good.
That melon looks good enough to eat.
And with that, I guess that's the end of this In Tokyo podcast, right?
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Check out the Tucker Brothers on social media @JacksonATucker and @HarrySonTucker.
And get ready for some epic Tokyo content, Japan content coming your way from Super Mega.
Yo mama.
It's